Yuma Perigimel, Mishnah Zion 3:7. So speaking of the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan, here we say a little more details about those plain white vestments. It says, Beshachar, in the morning, remember he's going to put it on twice, once to do the primary activities of the day with the par, the bull, as well as the goat, Lashem, and the incense. So that's the primary activity done in the Shachar. The second time in the afternoon will be the removal of the incense from inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So it says, Beshachar, for the morning, Hayalovish Pilusin Shel Shnemasar Mana. He would wear Pelusian linen, that is a linen that comes from Egypt, according to the Targum, that is from Ramses, like is in Pitam and Ramses in Egypt. And the value of these garments in the morning were Shnemasar Mana, were 12 Mana. A Mana is 100 dinarim, so this is 1200 dinar. That's actually a phenomenal amount of money. Sort of as a just a benchmark to get an idea. When a woman got divorced, we get 200 zuz, and that's meant to be, and the zuz is the same as a dinar, same thing. When she got 200 zuz, that should be enough money to support her for a year. So 1200 zuz is obviously a phenomenal amount of money of these super fine, carefully hand woven linen garments. Ubein harbayim, and in the afternoon, the afternoon set, hindvin, they were Indian, from the linen came from India. That's how most learn. When the Targum translates Hodu Vad Kush from, I'll translate that as India until Sudan, let's translate that for a moment. So translate Hodu, which is India, as Hindia, like as in Hindvin, or India in English. So that's where this linen came from. Rashi does say that Hindvin is Eretz Kush. This is on Yirmiyahu. And the Hindu, the Eretz Kush would be a reference presumably to the Nubian Empire, that's sort of Sudan and southern Egypt. So further south, down south than where the Pelusian came from. That's Rashi's shot. It may well be, there is the, in like Afghanistan and Pakistan and down and even to India, there's the Hindu Kush, which is a mountain range, which may be the same Kush and resolve it, but probably not, because linen comes from hot, swampy places like on the Nile in Egypt and in Sudan. Whatever the case may be, it came from Hindvin, and it was worth 800 zuz, according to Reb Meir, for a total of 2,000 zuz. The Chacham Omrim, B'shachar Hayalovish Shel Shmona Asar Mana. The Chacham say no, the morning vestments were worth 1,800 dinar, 18 mana. Ubein Arbaim Shel Shnema Asar Mana. And in the afternoon, they were worth 12 mana, 1,200 dinar. Hakol Shloshim Mana. In total, said the rabbis, the value of his two sets of clothing from morning and afternoon totaled 30 mana, 3,000 dinar. Again, a fabulous amount of money. The reason why the Mishnah does the addition and adds 1,800 and 1,200, or 18 and 12 for you, is because the essential point is that the total value of the two sets together need to be 30 mana, and the morning one has to be worth more than the afternoon, but it's not necessary that it's exactly 18 and 12. It could be, 17 and 13, whatever the case may be. Okay. Elu Mishel Tzibur, and this 30 mana to purchase the two sets of clothing for the Kohen, that was purchased from the community, meaning from the Trumas HaLishka, the money that was collected with the collection of the Machs HaShekel, the half shekels that were kept for purchasing other Karbonos Tzibur, communal offerings. So that same money was used to purchase the special white vestments the Kohen would wear, Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur. Vimratza LaHosif, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to add, meaning to spend more than 30 mana on his two sets of clothing, then Mosif Mishalo, then it has to come out of his own pocket. He has to pay for it.